Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District. This morning, we will be learning a little bit more about the good things that are happening at St. Killian Parish School, located in Cranberry Township. The school is an active ministry of St. Killian Parish, representing the groupings of Holy Sepulchre and St. Killian parishes. Founded back in 2007, St. Killian is the largest Catholic primary school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh and serves children in three-year-old preschool through eighth grade. And along with providing a Catholic education setting in which the students and their families can learn to integrate gospel values in daily living, St. Killian's mission includes guiding students with five core values: responsibility, honesty, respect, self-discipline, and compassion. Joining us this morning is Kristen Schwalm. She is the principal at St. Killian Parish School in Cranberry. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus, Kristen.
Thank you, Father Burke. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you this morning on this Sunday morning. And we're hosting St. Killian Parish School today. We're really feeling energized coming off of Catholic Schools Week last week. It was a time when we celebrate our Catholic schools. All of our diocesan schools participated through a variety of projects. And Kristen, I know that St. Killian, you involved the students in the planning process. Can you tell our listeners about that and what they came up with this year?
Sure. Our middle schoolers make up our student council body and play an active role within our school community. This helps prepare and guide them to become leaders, not only now, but also for the future. Our student council meets and develops a theme for the week. Then these activities, including dress down days and special projects for the entire school, are created surrounding that theme. The theme this year was all about saints. So the students kicked off the week writing about a future saint that lives here and celebrating at Mass. They also planned a service project benefiting children and adolescents with cancer. This fundraiser is very important to St. Killian Parish School because the organization was founded by one of our own families whose child has gone through pediatric cancer. Our school collected shirts that are delivered to patients around the United States. And some of the highlights of our week were filled with games, movies, scavenger hunts, dancing, and showing our school spirit. With the weather canceling some of our events, we did reschedule our most popular activity, which is Father Bober Bingo.
Father Bober Bingo. All right. Father Bober is a great guy. He's a legend.
He is. And he enjoys calling out all the bingo numbers for the students. So.
Great. Yeah, with all the snow and the cold that we had last week, it always seems like it happens during Catholic Schools Week. I'm glad
it's
that
every
was
year.
Rescheduled and not canceled. You got to have the Father Bober Bingo. So
we do.
Now, what great things to involve the students in the planning? I think that's a great idea. Have you seen how that helps to prepare them in leadership roles in life?
Yeah, by allowing the students to be involved in the process and planning, it helps them become more responsible and learn how to work together. With the guidance of the teacher moderators, they plan activities that are fitting for all grade levels. So they learn to think on a larger scale and not just planning for something that would fit them in their grade level. And they're thinking about the entire grade level from preschool through eighth grade. So they get to express and share their ideas. They request permission from me. They request meetings with me so we can talk about, you know, how this will work and what it will look like within the school. And they complete all the activities as a team.
That's good. And like you said, it gives them some leadership responsibilities to prepare for the future. It's not just their own personal interests, but they're learning, hey, there's other people besides me.
Yeah.
Now, how you were able to maintain the spirit of Catholic Schools Week, like we said, despite the snow and the ice and the cancellations and delays and going through the COVID concerns, which continue. In fact, you haven't had to close St. Killian due to the COVID issues. Is that correct?
That is correct. Catholic Schools Week is the one event that all the students look forward to, and it's wonderful to hear our older students tell the younger children and why it is so special. So we're able to keep all of those traditions going during this special week with only a few modifications. And we have not had to close our school throughout the entire pandemic. And we owe a lot of that to Father Boebert and our dedicated staff and children and parents of our school community working together, following our policies and continuing to try to keep everyone safe and healthy. We all have that common goal of keeping everyone in our school and in the building. So we did not have to shut down.
That's fantastic. What a great, great track record. How have you been working to help your staff and your school families through all the challenges with the COVID and all the other challenges?
We continue to try to keep open communication with all of our parents and staff throughout the year. We strive to maintain a healthy and safe environment for everyone. During our teacher in-service days, we provide time for teachers to work within their classrooms, enjoy lunch as a staff together, and have time to kind of regroup and talk about the school year and what things we need to, you know, modify or how we need to, you know, review or change anything. And this year, it's been a struggle. COVID has been a struggle for many families and all in different ways. So, and each situation is unique. So we make sure that we speak to those families and try to help them overcome struggles through financial situations or medical hardships, whether it be helping them and providing them that virtual instruction that they may need because they're unable to attend the in-class or in-person sessions or, you know, helping them financially with aid.
So the big word is just be flexible, flexibility.
That's exactly what it is.
Daily and, you know, hourly, weekly, minute by minute. We've been hearing a lot about the several concern studies that show that the fallout from the pandemic has naturally caused an increase in the emotional and behavioral issues, especially among our young students. You have a new anti-bullying program that seems to have really helped. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, this year we implemented a new program called Rachel's Challenge. It's a national nonprofit organization that's dedicated to making schools safer, where bullying and isolation is replaced with kindness and respect. The inspiration for this organization was through Rachel Scott, who was the first victim of the Columbine tragedy in 1999. The students participated in an assembly at the beginning of the year. And the middle school students in seventh and eighth grade formed an after-school club called Rachel's Club, and it's Friends of Rachel, and they create monthly acts of kindness to spread throughout the school community. Just an example would be at Halloween, every student and staff member received a small piece of chocolate with a note handwritten by the students with a positive quote or a message just saying, "You're beautiful. Have a good day." They did quotes from the Bible and things like that.
I can just imagine, especially for the students going through COVID, the shutdowns when all the schools were shut down during that time period back in 2020, and then the on again, off again with schools open, closed, and thank goodness it sounds like St. Killian being the largest Catholic elementary school in the diocese has really been able to handle all the fluctuations and the on again, off again. And I really am impressed by this program that you have with the emotional well-being for our students, because let's just be honest, the little kids really have had a hard time and then trying to learn virtually, and it's taken a toll on them. And obviously it's taken a toll on the families too, because they're impacted by that. But these programs, have you heard, what were some things that you heard from the parents' perspective of implementing these programs? Has that been helpful for them with their family challenges, bringing school back to home?
Yes, it actually has. I just received an email the other day about how happy that the parent from a parent that how happy they were that their child was participating in this, because it's showing them to look at the goodness in everyone and not be so negative. You know, picking out all the things that are positive about a situation instead of focusing on the things that might just start to bring them down. So a lot of our middle schoolers are learning how to navigate through those situations just through this program. And our little ones just enjoy it so much because they're now seeing more of these leaders in our middle school, and they're, you know, our middle schoolers are eating breakfast with our little ones, and Walking down the hall and they're, walking out to the bus with them and making sure that they're getting on the right bus or they're sitting with them and things like that.
So the older students, like in the upper middle schools, mm-hmm. kind of become like the buddy program, the big brother, big sister looking after mm-hmm. the little youngsters. And then, so that's also teaching the older students some social skills and leadership skills.
Right.
And the kids are kind of, they know each other, seeing each other every day, but nice little friendships can develop with that. And so it's a twofold, it's a win-win situation. Comfortability mm-hmm. of that. Yeah, that sounds great. I like the candy aspect of that too, especially as we celebrate Valentine's Day weekend and, lots of chocolates and things like that.
Yes.
It sounds quirky, but it's fun, but you have to kind of reward the students, for something and, they're learning and they're also enjoying those little extra treats too. So
it's the little things that they like, and it's a surprise. So, which is always makes it special for them when they walk in during the day and the students actually handed them something, it wasn't just left on their desk. It was that interaction.
That's great. And then also the faculty and the staff also get involved.
Yes.
Great. Well, we have lots more to talk about, so we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Bark here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Bark, pastor at St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. This Sunday morning, we are featuring St. Killian Parish School located in Cranberry Township, and my guest is the principal at St. Killian's, Kristen Schwamm. And Kristen, how have the students been doing academically through all this? Have you seen any concerning dips in the grades with the pandemic?
We have not noticed a change in our students academically. There have not been any major concerns in their grades dropping. The one thing that we did notice that students who were unable to attend preschool or kindergarten and have that social interaction or like develop that routine and schedule, they are having a hard time adapting to being in school full time. But we worked really hard last year at the beginning of the year to create an academic timeline and help balance those transitions for students and to bridge that gap for that 19-20 COVID year where the students weren't in school. And if we noticed anything that was very concerning, we would contact the parents, offer tutoring sessions, find ways for the student to become more successful. Our guidance counselor is very active and would go into the classrooms and kind of work with small groups for social interaction also.
Now, not many, if any of us, probably ever dreamed of what we've lived through, what we've been going through these last almost 3 years. When you look back over this journey, what would you say you've learned about your staff, your students, and even about yourself through all this?
Looking back through this journey, I would say that I've learned and witnessed how truly strong each and every one of us are. The ability to change and adapt to new situations has become an inherent skill for all of us. We have overcome so many challenges in learning new ways to teach, virtually managing classrooms from home and within the building, and trying to manage an entire school when you were at home. Also, it was difficult, but we, tried very hard. We kept the traditions alive throughout the building while so many things were changing. But as a community, we came together and worked as a team just so we could keep that spirit and that community feeling together.
Absolutely. And I, as a pastor, have had to adapt and change mm-hmm. With virtual masses and trying to communicate to the parishioners, keep the office staff up and running. Everybody, we're all mm-hmm. in this together, as I say.
Right.
I think we've all changed and appreciate what we have and what you have to work with, basically. But you can't sit still. You have to keep moving forward and tweak it and learn as you go. Time is moving quickly. We'll soon be in the Lenten season, just in a couple weeks. It's hard to believe it's coming up. What opportunities do you provide to help your students to go closer to Christ during the Lenten season?
During Lent, our students participate in reconciliation and they attend Mass weekly. They also attend weekly Stations of the Cross. It looks a little different for our students. Our middle school students walk to church and help Father Wilbur conduct the stations through reading and being the altar servers. And then our primary students come together and they play different roles. A video about Stations of the Cross, and then our third and fourth graders read each station and then they discuss it and they act out what it would look like today. So for example, for Jesus Falls the First Time, they might talk about how you may fall down because someone's hurt you or you received a bad grade, but your teachers and parents and classmates are there to lift you up and to guide you, and they're showing you that you live through Jesus.
That's good. So you get them active and they become part of it too.
Right. Which helps them better understand the Stations of the Cross also.
Well, absolutely. Instead of just reading from the booklet, you know, they're actually involved with it and they learn more, especially the older kids can, you know, be, hey, I'm part of this too. Not just the priests. Yeah. I think the core values that you teach are so important and so much needed in our very troubling world, especially at this moment in our history. How do you think that your students will be prepared to be positive forces in our community?
So our core values, respect, responsibility, honesty, self-discipline, and compassion are modeled and strengthened every day in our school. In addition, we have created a time in our schedules called the Celtic Way, and it's a class where one of our core values is discussed and emphasized each week. These values come directly from our Catholic faith and in the scripture, and it prepares our students by modeling Christ in our lives. And in the future, when they have to make difficult decisions, they know how to be the light that leads the way. And they know how to use those core values and act them through.
So the core values that you teach them, you're preparing them for the future. So once they leave the halls of St. Killian Parish School, move on to high school, college, or trade school,
they can take them where they go.
Now, we have one more final question before we conclude. What's the best way for families to find out more about what you offer at St. Killian Parish School?
The best ways for a family to find out about us is through our website at stkillian.org. We always invite families to attend a school mass or a parish mass every Monday at 9 a.m. Your parents are there and you can speak openly with them or calling our school directly at 724-625-1665. And you can ask to either speak to me, the principal, Mrs. Schwalm, or the assistant principal, Mrs. Farrock. Or we do have an assistant, Mrs. Lynn Gallagher, who also is available. And she's been doing tours with a lot of families.
And this time of year, you know, coming off of the Catholic Schools Week, and as we go into the spring season, you know, people are starting to think about summer and the fall and where their students will be heading to school. And this is a great time for people to come in and, you know, take a look, test drive, so to speak, go to the school, go into the church, you know, the smells, the bells. I think that is the best way for people to really you know, because you're making a major investment. And the location where you're at, right off of 228 there, 79 corridor, Route 8, you're right in the middle, the very growing community of Cranberry, Seven Fields, Southern Butler County, Northern Allegheny County, just a wonderful, wonderful campus and facility that you have. And that's a really growing area, too. And obviously, there's a lot of options for parents. There's wonderful public and private schools available there in the Cranberry Seven Fields area. But this is definitely an option for families. Would you agree, Kristen?
I would agree. I think our school provides that nurturing, caring environment that's great for the community. And we're here to educate your students and follow the faith of our Christ.
And it's a beautiful campus too.
It is.
I was just up there recently, and just how things have really changed. I've been ordained a priest 21 years this year. My very first assignment was St. Alphonsus in Wexford, so I'm very familiar. And I did my internship at St. Ferdinand's in Cranberry as a seminarian. It's just amazing how 228 has changed just in the 21 years of my priesthood.
Very booming now.
There's a lot of things that weren't there when I was there, and it's for the better. And what a beautiful, beautiful campus that St. Colleen's has, and school, the gymnasium, the church. It's just a wonderful vibe, wonderful community. So kudos to you and your leadership abilities and your faculty and your staff. Father Bober is a legend in our diocese, and just a wonderful, wonderful campus there at St. Killian. I'm really happy that we were able to feature St. Killian Parish School here this morning.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, and thanks for having us on.
Great. Well, thanks for being with us. And again, those who are listening, if you want to take a look, contact St. Killian Parish School for a tour and see what they're all about. Kristen Schwalm, the principal at St. Killian Parish School in Cranberry, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
We'll be back. You're listening to Father Tom Burke here on Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. We begin reading in this Gospel of St. Luke, the Sermon on the Plain. The Sermon on the Plain, it runs parallel to Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus teaches the Beatitudes, that there's blessings for all those who are faithful. Unlike Matthew, whose setting is up on a mountain, Luke prefers to come down on a plain and be with the people, be with the crowds to address the disciples and the large number of the people representative, the Jews and the Gentiles. They're located on the level ground with Jesus, and he gives them four beatitudes or blessings, which express the combination of happiness, being fortunate, having been blessed, and future blessings will outweigh all the different current hardships. And we will be reading in the next couple Sundays on the Sermon on the Plain, on the Beatitudes, that each and every day you and I, we are blessed. So look at the blessings God gives you this day and every day, and always know that we are blessed. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.